Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Imagine being lost in a vast, unfamiliar city where every turn seemed to lead to more confusion. Now imagine you're holding a map, but it feels like the streets are changing right before your eyes. This scenario, though simple, mirrors our spiritual journey at times. We seek direction, yearn for purpose, and crave a clear path forward. Yet the challenges of life seem to cloud our vision. Today, I will delve deep into the essence of looking to Jesus, uncovering the layers of trust, guidance, and salvation that this simple yet profound action entails. We'll explore how shifting our gaze towards Jesus can transform our lives, offering us clarity in confusion, peace in turmoil, and hope in despair. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, it's in challenging moments, amidst the disorientation and uncertainty, that the scripture offers us a beacon of hope. Hebrews 12, verse 2 encourages us, saying, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." This verse not only reminds us of the foundation of our faith, but also guides us back to the one who can navigate us through life's most bewildering or confusing streets. During times of uncertainty, we may feel isolated, as if wandering alone in a crowded space, searching for a sign or a guiding hand. It's in these quiet moments of solitude that the whisper of hope becomes most profound, urging us to lift our eyes beyond our immediate circumstances to the eternal. This realization beckons us to consider that the map we need is one that charts not only our physical steps, but also our spiritual journey. Let us delve into understanding the core of what it means to focus our lives, our hopes, and our faith on Jesus Christ, exploring the essence and foundation of looking to Jesus. My friends, in the heart of our faith lies the invitation to look away from our circumstances and fix our eyes on Jesus. This act is not a mere glance, but a deliberate choice to focus on him amidst life's storms. When Peter walked on water, it was his focused gaze on Jesus that kept him afloat. Yet, the moment he shifted his attention to the raging sea, he began to sink. We see this powerful lesson being narrated in Matthew 14, verses 29 to 31. Peter's experience teaches us the importance of where we set our focus. In the midst of life's uncertainties and fears, looking to Jesus is our anchor and our guide. This brings us to the question, how do we practically look to Jesus? It begins with cultivating a relationship with him through prayer, reading his word, and constant communion with the Holy Spirit. Just as one would use a compass to find direction, the word of God acts as our spiritual compass, guiding us back to Jesus, the true north. Psalm 119, verse 105 affirms this. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we learn more about Jesus' character His promises, and His will for our lives, which in turn helps us to navigate through life's challenges. Furthermore, looking to Jesus means trusting in His sovereignty and goodness, even when our circumstances suggest otherwise. It requires faith to believe that He is working all things for our good, even when we cannot see it. Romans 8 verse 28 reassures us, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. This verse does not promise a life free from challenges, but it does promise that our loving Savior is intricately weaving our story for a greater purpose. Another aspect of looking to Jesus is finding solace and strength in His presence. In times of sorrow, grief, or pain, Jesus offers His comforting embrace, reminding us that we are not alone. The story of Lazarus in John 11, verses 1 to 44, not only showcases Jesus' power over death, but also His deep compassion and empathy towards us. He wept with Mary and Martha, sharing in their grief, yet assured them of His resurrection power. Similarly, in our moments of despair, Jesus is close to the brokenhearted, offering His peace that surpasses all understanding. Looking to Jesus also empowers us to overcome temptation and sin. In the wilderness, faced with temptation, Jesus combated the devil's lies with the truth of Scripture. Luke 4, verses 1 to 13, illustrates how Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, used the Word of God as a sword to defend against temptation. This example serves as a blueprint for us. By arming ourselves with the Word and keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, we too can stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. In addition to personal transformation, looking to Jesus influences our relationships and interactions with others. When we view people through the lens of Christ's love and forgiveness, we're more inclined to extend grace, practice forgiveness, and love unconditionally. The parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, verses 30 to 37, is a vivid illustration of this principle. It challenges us to look beyond societal norms and prejudices, prompting us to act in love and compassion just as Jesus would. Embracing the mindset of looking to Jesus also instills in us a heavenly perspective, reminding us that our citizenship is in heaven. This world, with all its trials and tribulations, is not our final destination. Philippians 3, verses 20 to 21, encourages us with these words, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself." This promise fills us with hope and anticipation for the glory that is to be revealed. Looking to Jesus is not a passive act, but a dynamic and ongoing journey. It involves actively seeking Him, listening for His voice, and being attentive to His leading. The story of Mary and Martha in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, highlights the importance of prioritizing our relationship with Jesus above all else. While Martha was distracted with much serving, Mary chose the good part, which was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to His word. This story underscores the value of being in the presence of Jesus, where true fulfillment and joy are found. Also, looking to Jesus shapes our identity and purpose. In a world that constantly tries to define us by our achievements, appearance, or status, Jesus reminds us of our true worth and calling. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 declares, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." In Christ, we find our identity as beloved children of God, called to reflect his light in a dark world. This journey of looking to Jesus also involves embracing a lifestyle of worship and gratitude in every situation. Whether in abundance or need, joy or sorrow, we are called to give thanks and glorify God. The Apostle Paul, writing from prison, exemplified this attitude in Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, showing us that contentment and strength are found in Jesus. Our circumstances might not change immediately, but our perspective shifts as we choose to worship and trust in God's sovereignty. Also, looking to Jesus means being open to his transformational power in our lives. It's about allowing him to mold us, refine us, and shape us into his likeness. The process may be uncomfortable and challenging, but it's in the furnace of affliction that our faith is purified and our character is built. James 1 verses 2 to 4 encourages us to consider it pure joy when we face trials of various kinds, knowing that the testing of our faith produces perseverance, leading to maturity and completeness in Christ. My friends, the call to look to Jesus is a call to a life of faith, hope, and love. It's an invitation to walk closely with our Savior, experiencing his presence, power, and peace in every aspect of our lives. As we turn our eyes towards Jesus, let us be transformed by his grace, fortified by his strength, and inspired by his love. Let us hold fast to the promise that in him we have everything we need to navigate the complexities of this life. Now, let us explore navigating life's challenges by looking to Jesus. In our journey through life, we inevitably encounter storms that test our faith, challenge our endurance, and sometimes push us to the brink of despair. In these moments, the call to look to Jesus becomes not just an invitation, but a lifeline. In the midst of life's stormy seas, focusing on Jesus offers us the clarity, peace, and hope that we desperately need. When faced with challenges, our natural inclination might be to look for solutions within ourselves or the world around us. However, Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 redirects our focus, urging us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, if we acknowledge him, he promises to make our path straight. This scripture isn't merely poetic. It's profoundly practical. It teaches us that in every trial, our first response should be to turn our eyes towards Jesus, seeking his guidance and wisdom above all. Looking to Jesus in difficult times means recognizing him as our source of strength. Isaiah 41, verse 10 reassures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amid life's challenges, this promise reminds us that we are not alone. Jesus is with us, ready to provide the strength we need to endure and overcome. Also, focusing on Jesus during trials helps us maintain an eternal perspective. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18 encourages us to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This perspective shift is crucial It doesn't negate the reality of our struggles, but places them within the context of God's larger eternal story. Our momentary troubles are preparing for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Looking to Jesus also means trusting in His sovereignty and goodness, even when our circumstances seem to suggest otherwise. Remember, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This challenges us to view our difficulties through the lens of God's redemptive plan, trusting that He can use even the darkest moments for our ultimate good and His glory. In the midst of our struggles, Jesus offers us His peace. John 14, verse 27, records the words of Jesus saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." This peace isn't the absence of trouble, but a profound inner calm that comes from knowing Jesus is in control, even in the midst of chaos. Furthermore, turning to Jesus in our trials fosters resilience. James 1 verses 2 to 4 calls us to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds, because the testing of our faith produces perseverance. This resilience is not about mere endurance, but it's about growing in character and faith through adversity, anchored in the hope and strength that Jesus provides. Facing life's challenges with our eyes fixed on Jesus also opens us up to receive His comfort and healing. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4 speaks of God as the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. Jesus, acquainted with grief and familiar with suffering, is uniquely able to offer us the comfort we need, drawing close to us in our pain. Also, looking to Jesus in difficult times guides us in how to respond to our challenges. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 instructs us not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, to present our requests to God. This passage reveals a pattern of turning to Jesus, bringing our worries and fears to Him in prayer, and finding peace that surpasses all understanding. My friends, navigating life's challenges by looking to Jesus is more than about seeking escape from our troubles. It's about transforming how we experience and overcome them. By focusing on Jesus, we tap into an unending source of wisdom, strength, and peace, which enables us to navigate the challenges of life with faith and grace. And let us now turn our attention to the enduring impact of a life focused on Jesus. My friends, if your life is centered on Jesus, this focus will naturally reveal itself in your actions and choices. Living a life focused on Jesus bears fruit that lasts. John 15, verse 5 reminds us, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." This vivid imagery of the vine and branches illustrates the essential connection between our lives and Jesus. As we remain in him, our lives naturally produce the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities not only enrich our personal lives, but also profoundly affect those around us, demonstrating the character of Christ in a tangible way. A life focused on Jesus also fosters resilience and hope in the face of adversity. The challenges and trials of life can often seem overwhelming. Yet, when our gaze is fixed on Jesus, we find the strength to persevere. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2 encourages us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This endurance is not born out of our willpower, but is a direct result of our focus on Jesus, who provides the perfect example of faithfulness through suffering. Also, a life centered on Jesus impacts our worldview and priorities. It challenges us to live not for temporary gains or earthly pleasures, but for eternal values and God's kingdom. Matthew 6, verse 33, advises us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." By prioritizing our relationship with Jesus and his kingdom's values, we invest in what truly lasts, shaping our decisions, ambitions, and the stewardship of our resources. Also, a life focused on Jesus leaves a legacy that inspires and influences generations and communities. The faith, hope, and love that we exhibit in our walk with Christ not only impact our lives, but also serve as a beacon to others. My dear friends, the journey of looking to Jesus is the most rewarding and impactful pursuit of our lives. It transforms us from the inside out, equips us to face life's challenges with hope, and enables us to make a lasting difference in the world. As we continue to focus our lives on Jesus, let us be encouraged by the promise of his presence, the transformation he brings, and the eternal joy of being with him forever. Whether we are navigating the calm or braving the storms, the act of looking to Jesus stands as a beacon of hope, a source of strength, and a pathway to peace. By anchoring our lives in Jesus, we are saved by his grace, transformed from within, and equipped to face life's challenges with courage. This transformation inspires us to live out our faith in ways that draw others to his light. Let us, therefore, commit to this sacred focus, knowing that in Jesus we find the wisdom, comfort, and guidance that we need for every moment. Through him, our lives gain eternal significance. Our trials are met with grace, and our hearts are filled with the joy of his presence, today and always. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the author and perfecter of my faith, I exalt your holy name. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. From the highest mountains to the deepest seas, your majesty is proclaimed. Lord, you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. I come before you with a heart full of gratitude, thanking you for the countless blessings you have poured into my life and the lives of my loved ones. Your grace and mercy are new every morning, and your faithfulness sustains me through each day. Thank you for the gift of salvation, the hope of eternity, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I humbly ask for your forgiveness, for my sins, for the times I've turned away from your will, and for the moments I've relied on my own strength instead of yours. Forgive me, Lord, as I also forgive those who have wronged me. Cleanse my heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, I declare that my eyes are fixed on you. As I navigate the challenges and storms of life, I am grateful that you are my guide, my strength, and my peace. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and confusion that tries to divert my focus from you. I bind these forces and release faith, clarity, and divine direction over my life. Bless me, Lord, with your healing touch. Heal my body, mind, and spirit from any ailment or distress. I rebuke and bind every attack of the enemy in all forms, spiritual, emotional, physical, or in my relationships. Shield me and my loved ones from harm, danger, and wrap us in your protective arms. Lead us away from all temptation and deliver us from evil. Deliver us from all accidents and negative incidents. As we journey through life, keep us under the shadow of your wings, safe from the snares of the enemy. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking that you fortify our faith and deepen our reliance on you. May our lives reflect your love, grace, and truth to all around us. Lord, pour out your blessings upon us abundantly. Let your favor and provision be evident in our lives. Bless our coming in and going out. In areas where we need breakthrough, let your mighty hand move powerfully, bringing victory and deliverance. We pray for prosperity, not just in material wealth, but in love, joy, peace, and spiritual growth. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and grant us increased wisdom and discernment. Let your will be done in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, You can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.